In the story of Yosef, many years have gone by. He's been alone, away from his family. But he knows that they're coming. Yosef always knows what's going to happen. And the day comes that his brothers, looking for food, come to Egypt like so many other people, and they bow down to him. And in that moment, Yosef remembers the dreams. Now, the commentaries are not exactly sure what to do with Yosef's response. He acts as if he doesn't know them. He's harsh with them. He's difficult. He runs them through all kinds of tests. He puts them through pain. And one thought that comes to mind is perhaps Yosef is finally taking his revenge, his pound of flesh, as it were. And I think all of us should recognize something. One of the things the commentaries point out, this is obvious from the Targum from Unculus, that the Sar HaTabachim was not a butcher in the literal sense. He was the chief executioner. Think about it for a moment. We're told that when Yosef is accused of assaulting the wife of Potiphar, he's placed in Potiphar's prison. A butcher doesn't have a prison. An executioner does. He's the chief executioner. The political prisoners, the ones who know too much, are under his control. And the chief executioner probably knows exactly how to get information out, how to intimidate, how to inspire in the most devious type of way. So if Yosef is a protege of the chief executioner, and now we'll go one step further, and if Yosef wanted to take revenge on his brothers, he could have taken revenge in ways that hopefully all of us couldn't even imagine. He could have done unspeakable things to them, and he doesn't. He puts them in prison for 3 days, and then he challenges them to come and bring Binyamin back. It would seem to be that what Yosef is doing is he's saying to it that his brothers are punished. Now, over here, we have to be really careful, because we can say, who's Yosef to punish them? Well, Yosef is the victim. Of course he was going to punish them, but I'll say it again. If he wanted to take revenge, he could have done it in so much more painful of a way. It seems as if what Yosef is doing is he wants to make sure that the brothers get whatever they deserve, and he's doing it to them in the most minimal way, which means Yosef's concern that the brothers get punished is not for the sake of his revenge, but seems to really be for the sake of their souls, which is stained and needs to be clarified. It's as if one day he's going to stand in front of God and God is going to say, listen, you know, don't worry, I'm going to punish all of those who have hurt you. And Yosef, no, don't worry, they already got everything they deserve. I saw it, they got everything they deserve. And it can even be played out as if it were revenge. My point is that the revenge is so minimal. It's so painless relative to what it could or perhaps should have been. Which means even though as we're watching Yosef, and certainly the way the brothers are taking it, you know, they're in shock, but it's interesting. They immediately connected, but we deserve this. Look what we did to our brother. We deserve this. God is now punishing us. And that's perfect because that's exactly what Yosef wants. And now if you can ask, but how is it possible for Yosef on the one hand to be doing this but not be taking revenge? Yosef always in his life is very in touch with what God wants. And that's why he's such a good interpreter of dreams. This is what God wants. This is what God's doing. And this would be such a phenomenal insight in terms of Yosef's character that he's able to disassociate himself from the punishment of his brothers in terms of revenge, in terms of, okay, let them get some kind of punishment now, and then they're exonerated, and then they're done, and then they're finished, which means he actually has concern and love for his brothers. But that's Yosef. When he meets that man along the way, what do you want? It's my brothers that I seek. And over here, even when Yosef is serving as the person who is taking, again, I want to use the word revenge, who's seeing it too that his brothers get punished. Even that Yosef does out of love and consideration for his brothers. Because as I said, the alternative is, if he wanted them to really be punished, it could have been so much worse. And we don't even realize this, that what Yosef is doing is absolutely motivated by love and by brotherhood.